Evening will come, however determined the late afternoon. So said the poet laureate of Her Majesty's death. What an extraordinary late afternoon she had. Indeed, what an extraordinary day, the like of which we will not see again in our lifetimes. And now the evening has come. We are living in a moment of great history, but it feels at times almost impossible to read all that is written or watch all that is broadcast. There will come a time when channels change and newspapers lie in the back of cupboards, but for our memories and our emotions, they will be there for the rest of our lives. 5 times Her Majesty came to Sark. She loved her visits, and I know that she never stopped thinking or caring about us. It has been over 70 years since her first visit and 20 years since her last. And those moments are captured in trees that have been planted, the harbour and surgery being opened, and photographs that have been taken. These things are important, but they tell us what she did, not necessarily who she was. That comes from reflections of those that were there, who saw, who spoke to her, and hold that memory dear. Jeremy recalled her humour during her 2001 visit, when Her Majesty was being introduced to a line of residents. She neared the end of the line where Jeremy was standing next to a rather elderly resident. As he was about to be introduced, that resident took a step backwards, collapsed and disappeared from view. Her Majesty looked at Jeremy and said, "You pushed her over." He couldn't very well argue. To make matters worse, Jeremy heard her saying to my father as they left the line, "He pushed her over, you know." If you have a memory of any of Her Majesty's visits, I implore you to write your memories down in the Book of Condolence. Each one will raise a smile of shared experience and recognition when read by His Majesty. My own particular memory also comes from that 2001 visit. My task was a simple one, just to serve coffee to Her Majesty in the drawing room, from which an opportunity for a chat might have ensued. However, I was completely overshadowed by our 4.5-year-old son, who, after much practice of a sincere nod of the head, decided to upstage everyone with a full-blown, over-the-top stage bow, with his arms sweeping to the side as if laying down a cake. He bowed so low his mop of hair brushed the shoes of both Her Majesty and Prince Philip. This distraction clearly amused our guests, and my opportunity was lost in the laughter. Whether you met Her Majesty or not, we all knew her, and as the years passed, it will be those memories that come to mind. For some, it will be catching a glimpse on one of her walkabouts, or actually meeting her. For others, it will be seeing her eating a sandwich with Paddington or parachuting into the Olympics. We grieve for our loss, but as she said herself, grief is the price we pay for love. And we show that love not just in the pomp and ceremony that we do so well, but in taking a moment to think of somebody who was loved and who loved in return. Her Majesty used her time to serve others. A promise was made and kept for life. And we can honour her best in the way in which we live our lives. Thank you, ma'am. May God grant you rest and guide and support our King.